This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Mia Zutter has always loved running long distances competitively. After the Sun Prairie native started losing her vision, someone recommended she take up another high-endurance sport, cross-country skiing.
My first race was a race in southern Wisconsin. I don't know, there were like 30 people in the race, and I had a guide. It was like a 5K, and I didn't fall at all, and I finished, and I just immediately blurted out, this is my sport, this is what I'm doing. It was so much fun.
Zutter had found her calling, and she was only in high school. Cross-country skiing was so much faster than running. It was graceful. It was exhausting. Now at 18 years old, Zutter is competing in the Paralympics in Pyeongchang. She's gearing up for three different races this week, the 1 kilometer sprint and the 7.5K middle distance race. She already placed eighth in her favorite race, the 15K.
Those are such different distances that the mental preparation for each one is so different, and how you warm up and what I eat. That's the thing I love most about skiing too, is you can do distance, but you can also do really short races, and there's just so much variety in the sport that, you never are bored. Running, it's just you run, and that can get a little old.
And when you're competing, you have a guide, Christina Trigstad-Sari. Can you talk about your partnership with her?
Yes. We just immediately clicked really well. She was the first female guide that I've had. In the past, I've only had male guides, so I really liked that kind of aspect of it. It's just fun to have a, friend. So how the guiding works is she skis in front of me, and she wears, it kind of looks like a pop star microphone, like a headset. And then it connects to a speaker that's on her back just to amplify what she's saying to me on the course. And she kind of gives me a steady hup, 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 just a sound to follow. And then as we're going through the course, she'll change it to left, 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 or right, depending on which way the course bends. The difference for me that I really enjoyed was in running, I'm connected to my guide with a tether, but skiing, I get to be on my own, I'm doing it myself. So it feels a little bit more freedom.
Zutter races with a guide because she has Stargardt's disease. It's a genetic disorder that severely blurs a person's center vision. Dr. Dave Gamm is a pediatric ophthalmologist with UW Health and director of the McPherson Eye Research Institute. He diagnosed Zutter with her condition about 6 years ago and says she's been a huge inspiration to him since then.
And I've used her life as a means of reaching other patients that come in my door that receive the same or similar diagnoses, and they're, again, the families and are hit so hard initially with the information, and to be able to turn around and give them a case example of what can be accomplished is something that families have come back to me later and said that really helped us get through that initial shock, because it takes a while for that to wear off a little bit and to realize that you still have it's the same child, the same person, with the same goals and dreams that you can reach. So in that regard, her story has resonated across my practice and now will resonate across the world.
Zutter says her change in vision has made her a stronger athlete.
I'm a lot more consciously thinking of what I'm doing. There's a lot more technique to skiing than running, just because there's equipment involved. My biggest thing is rhythm, because I can't really watch my teammates ski by me with their perfect form. So I kind of have to find my own ways of learning how to master the skills. So my coach will often have me ski behind some of our stronger skiers on the team and match their tempo. It's definitely made me a lot more conscious of what I'm doing out there.
Mia Zutter will compete in two more cross-country skiing races this week at the Paralympics in Pyeongchang.